from our members.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll call this meeting the order, to order, and we'd like to start it by respectfully acknowledging we are on the traditional territory of the Little Sam and Carmack's First Nation. Anyway, the adoption of the agenda.
We'll make a motion that we adopt the agenda if there are no additions or deletions.
RCMP under delegation.
With as amended.
I have something that's in common. Yes. Okay, I'd like to speak about something. Please.
Okay, I'll second.
All in favor? Did you blink? Corey?
Sorry.
All right. Adoption of minutes. I don't see anything.
I'll make a motion to adopt the minutes as presented.
Seconder?
I'll second it.
Any comments? Anything?
Having not been at the meeting, I can't comment on the content, but the format and the, I guess, the content are very good. Thank you.
Okay, all in favor? All right. Delegation.
Good evening. Here to go over February, which started off as a very interesting month. So you'll see that we had averaged out just one call a day, so 28 calls for the month. The bulk of those came in the first 2 weeks, all at once, and all roughly between the hours of midnight and 6 a.m. So we had a very interesting start to the month, but it ended off a little bit better for us, aside from the curling tournament weekend, which was also a bit of a cluster, but that's still being worked on here. I'll touch on that here at the end, but just going over the priorities here. So we ended up meeting quite regularly with a crew with LSCFN on their wellness team there, just to talk about the checks that are going to be issued next, probably at the end of this month, leading into next month. So there's a couple families in town that are going to receive pretty significant amounts of money. And we were just talking about a way that we can sort of mitigate some of the issues that could stem from that. It's not all doom and gloom, but some people are going to spend the money very wisely. Other people perhaps not. So we've been having lots of discussions on how we're going to tackle that. They ended up putting on a wellness fair at the Heritage Hall today, which it was nice. They did a little dinner, just had some information sessions. We were there as well to talk about fraud. We're going to have some information distributed on the LSCFN pages about various frauds as well, just to try and protect people from getting taken advantage of when the new word gets out that they're going to be in possession of large sums of money. Aside from that, Greg has been out using the speed gun, the laser gun, mostly around Brayburn area. He's been doing a couple speed traps down there now that we've been having a couple days of good weather. As the good weather continues, we'll be out on the highway quite a bit more using that laser gun. It was an expensive purchase for the detachment last year, so I need to justify it. So we'll be out writing hopefully a lot more tickets here going forward. And as far as community engagement, Greg has been doing the after hours archery program at school. We've been going to school quite a bit. Greg put on a presentation for consent. He was asked by the school to talk to a couple of different classes about consent, and he had a presentation, videos and stuff like that. And he also did a cyberbullying presentation to a different age group kids. Outside of that, I was part of the curling, and we also were doing stuff at Heritage Day. As far as files go for the month, the big one that everyone is aware of is the theft of the cash at the curling tournament. So everyone knows who it was. We know who it is. Arrest warrant's been issued. Every day that we're working, we go house to house to house. We just have very little authority to go inside. So it's a matter of catching him walking at the bar, at the store.
He walks through my yard, but okay. By the time I would have called you guys, he would have been moving.
Yeah. And we've had people call in tips here and there. We rush to them, and then he's gone. It's a matter of time before he's found. Like, we're bothering people enough that I think people are going to start getting frustrated with him if they haven't already. I anticipate him being arrested here very, very soon. Aside from that, one of the more interesting files we had, we ended up having to call up the police dog service from Whitehorse. A male was in a vehicle collision. He was the passenger, and he's got a bit of a criminal background, and his instincts sort of just kicked in, and he heard the police were coming, and he took off running into the woods. He did nothing wrong, but it was minus 20 that night, and he was wearing running shoes and a light sweater. Had we not found him, there's a 1,000% chance that he would have died. He was hypothermic when we did find him. We had to, several kilometers down the woods, get him into the sled that I used to carry my kids around town. Pulled him out of the woods and sent him down to Whitehorse to get treatment. That was interesting night for us, but ultimately there was no criminal charges out of it. It was a simple hit a patch of black ice, drove into the ditch type of scenario. And like I said, this guy's instincts just took over. He lives to run from the police. He has quite an extensive history of doing this. He's not from the area, he's from Watson Lake. So personally, I hope to not see him again. Aside from that, there weren't any particularly alarming files taken during the month. If there is anything in particular you guys heard or want to discuss, I'm open to any questions.
There was two young hoodlums that were running from the law at the daycare. Oh. They escaped him, and they were very proud of themselves.
At the daycare. Okay.
Greg had his lights flashing and everything, and they're like, "We outran the police. He couldn't even catch us."
Now in a polygraph, they have to say, "I ran from the police." Yeah. So, yeah. No.
They're so proud of themselves because they ran faster than Greg. Like, you guys literally go up to his hip.
I'm sure Greg got a kick out of that.
Oh yeah, he was having a great time.
Are you guys met the last time you were here? You were a little short.
Yeah, so we ended up. So there's a new person in Whitehorse that is in charge of relief, and he has found us relief going all the way into April. So we are now technically fully staffed, but with a relief member, and like they're going to be sporadic. So they change pretty much every 8 days. We're getting a new person coming in. We have a transient quarters over in the sixplex now that we rent from the Parks Development Corps, and we are using it a lot.
That's good to hear. At least you can sleep.
Yes, it's been quite lovely. We didn't expect to have relief, and then suddenly everything seemed to sort of work out for us. So it's also good for the community, because usually the relief members, they don't carry any files. So their job really when they're here is to be out on patrol, be visible, be available if something does come in, that kind of thing. So it's nice to have relief members here for that reason.
When is you got a new member coming to make you three again, or?
So we have a member. He's just off on leave. It's like a medical related leave, mm-hmm. And he could be back as early as April. He could be back May. It's I'm not allowed to ask any questions about like a medical profile. So I just get updates saying the medical leave is extended.
I just can't remember if there was three members here. You're waiting for a turnover thing.
It feels like for the whole almost 3 years, Greg and I have been here. It's just been the two of us. So at least that's what it feels like some days, but. For the most part, we're doing okay. It is nice to have the relief in town. Yeah.
And do you get to go on holidays anytime soon?
I leave Monday to Mexico.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, now I all of a sudden I don't feel so great.
Yeah. No, I'm heading down there for 10 days. So yeah. Greg will be left in charge if you guys do need anything. Yeah.
I'd rather mention you coming to our house one night looking for having heard a gunshot or a scream or something.
It was an interesting file. Someone reported that they heard a scream and what they thought was a gunshot. So we went out and did door knocks in your entire neighborhood up Plaza, McDade, Prospector. We did every house. We door knocked every home. Could not find any signs of a gunshot, could not find anyone who reported hearing shots, I'm not sure what this particular person heard, but there was a lot of people awake at that time. It was around like, I want to say 11 or 12-ish, and no one else reported hearing anything similar at all. So I couldn't substantiate what the person was reporting. Usually there'd be more than one person calling in to if there were a gunshot heard. So
that's weird.
Yeah, it was a different thing. We tried our darndest to figure out what it was, but
well, I appreciate that.
That was maybe the beginning of the month.
Sometimes with temperature changing, houses go boom, and sounds kind of like a gunshot. So an older house, my house does it often. Like when it gets really cold and then really warm,
It was reported near your place, but it was very late at night.
But I didn't hear anything, and I didn't hear anyone knock on my door. So
didn't hear anything either. Donald told me about it later.
There's the odd time I'm walking late at night with my dog, and I swear I hear a gunshot or something. You know, you hear it, and just think somebody's being an idiot. But it sounds like it's coming from up over there.
We always hear the barrels, you know, when the barrels constrict and it's cold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because there's lots of barrels up in our neighborhood.
Industrial neighborhood. Like, I would never say that it was a gun. All I can say is that it was a
loud bang.
A loud bang. No.
Yeah, this person was quite certain, but again, we just couldn't substantiate it, and then there was no calls after the fact. We followed up the health center to see, because they would have to duty to report if someone was shot, but again, there was nothing to follow up on afterwards. So, it's a good thing. It was
a good thing.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, no worries.
You go to Winterlude this weekend.
Pardon me?
Oh, you're going to be in Mexico.
No, not till Monday.
Not till Monday.
Oh, so it'll be your moment to loot.
No, I'm going down. I'm getting a haircut. And I'm staying in Whitehorse. Friday night.
All illnesses.
Oh, no. My kids right now are just destroyed.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
They were the tail end.
Yes. Yeah. No, hopefully they recover by the time we leave. And yeah. No, I'll be taking off probably Friday night. To go to Whitehorse just to sort of stay out of any potential issues. Yeah. All right.
Well, have fun.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Will you be visiting family?
No. I have a member who I used to work with in Fort Chipewyan in Alberta. He's getting married, and I'm the best man for his wedding. So, yeah, thank you. It'll be a fun time.
Yeah. Well, have fun. You deserve it.
Thanks, Dennis. All right. You guys have a great night.
You too.
Enjoy the day.
Take care.
It's all good.
Great. Correspondent. Appointment of Interim Deputy Minister of Energy, Mines, and Reason.
Mr. Morris gets shuffled around quite a bit. Oh, he's very experienced in everything by now.
When I first met him, he was CAO at Dawson City.
He does walkabouts. He does like a blog. He has like a walking blog or whatever.
Oh,
you
nice.
Go to Ireland and walk 200 kilometers or something.
I don't know if I know the guy. I'd have to see his face.
Bedhead.
When I see people, I was like, oh, that's your name. Okay, what do we got? We'll move on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, comprehensive municipal grant.
It's a long time coming.
Mm-hmm. We're at 1.6 million for 2024 and 1.9 for 2025.
It's good. They picked one thing out of all those options. It's one anyway.
Yeah, everything it's done.
And then there's the expiry date, 8,000 April 1st. Or is that added into what you said?
For the training. That's for the community training.
Oh, that's just really good.
which is was funny to see on there because the AYC board meeting agenda has them scrapping the CTTS.
Because they couldn't get money off of that agenda, too.
It doesn't look like they're open for any more discussions on the CMG for a while.
It doesn't sound like it. Yeah.
That's it.
I'm going to be on my way out.
All right, we'll move on to reports, counselor activity. Doris, anything?
Should we make a motion to file correspondence?
Oh.
Not acted upon by resolution. I will make that motion.
Oh, second that
motion. All in favor?
No problem.
Someday I'll learn.
Every day is a learning experience.
Oh, God.
It should be anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so now we'll move on to reports. Council activity. Anything for us?
No, I haven't. I haven't done anything, but I did get an in seeing the recreation report that they were looking for help with the breakfast on Saturday, but that's the AYC board meeting, so I'm going to not be able to go to that. Will you be in on the Zoom meeting?
No, I want
a Zoom meeting
for the board meeting.
Not me.
We're doing this for Zoom meeting.
So you're going to be there to flip pancakes on Saturday morning?
I don't know. I think I will be. I haven't heard of anything coming up, so Friday I'll be going. Saturday I should be here.
Saturday cooks are needed for 8 or 8:30.
As usual, text me in the morning or I'll forget. We made it there last time with the text, but just in case.
Maybe you should text me. I was sleeping on Sundays.
Do you have some pancakes?
Yeah, they probably need more than one person.
Yeah. Okay, I'll put
you in. You guys are busy. Or you could bring your AYC meeting to the kitchen. On Zoom anyway.
Wouldn't be able to pay attention to everything. Might burn something.
I don't remember who was all there last year.
I was there last year. Yeah. Jensen and Annette were there.
Yeah, even Matt was there. He came a little bit late, but he got there. And yeah, Jens had everything just working. And great. Fantastic. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't have much to report. I won't be able to flip pancakes because of the AYC Zoom board meeting. And no, I'm not bringing my computer down there to attend the meeting and flip pancakes. But I want to say I recently went to the recycling center and the landfill. And man, they're friendly. They're really, really nice. Like, it's my most hated job of owning a house, but they're always really nice.
I look forward to it.
Yeah. It makes it almost pleasant because it made it almost pleasant to go to the landfill.
I will pass that on.
What are the two guys' names? I can never remember their names.
Prince's brother works at the gate a lot.
Yeah, what's her name?
It's Pradeep, isn't it?
Oh, Pradeep. Okay. That's not who I was thinking.
Orlando.
Orlando, that's the one. And, yeah, Orlando. He's always so good to deal with.
And that other little Marianne. Is it Marianne? No. Is it Marianne? Yeah. She's really helpful too.
Yeah, and that's it, friend.
I don't really have anything to report either. I spent a little bit of time at the Bondsville. I can't remember if that was before or after.
I don't remember. Was it premiere at the Bondsville? Was that last time or this time?
It was last time.
Was last time. And then we had the meeting with the premier with all the communities.
Yep.
That was very interesting.
Regarding tariffs.
Insightful regarding tariffs. We were hoping, or the mayor was hoping thought that was a one-on-one meeting, the premier. Maybe we can find out when he's at some point when he's touring, because there's some stuff that Mariela Chan's wanted to talk to the premier about Kermak specifically. Yeah, it was a engaging and informative session, and we're seeing it roll out today. And really, I've just been sick, so working home with me. Oh, I did notice the grading on River Drive and thought that was really nicely done. Well done. I don't know if it's the training that I saw that they're doing, but
yes,
they did a good job. It was nice. And
the training?
They put a tender out for training.
I'm wondering if Larry or Ken.
Gary.
Larry doing it?
Gary.
Well, Gary did it.
For a couple people, but they're not a drafted.
You can get it. Yeah, he's one of the top grader guys, so that's good to hear. Gary Muir. Awesome. Yeah, he's the best. Yeah. Right on. Okay, for me, I can never remember if it was in this meeting or last one. Once again, I'm meeting Ryan with Matt Rimes. Ranch. I love the guy. I've known him back from the Indian Hockey Association and people on council back then. The Kurt McLean hockey, the wedding this last
year? No.
I
think it was the one before. No,
it was just last weekend.
I think that was last weekend because Brian Trottier was the last meeting. This one was.
Right. With the whale.
Yeah. That was just fantastic.
That was really
lots of pictures. The kids just seemed to love it. Meeting two idols, and right, like that rec center is just fantastic for what it's bringing to this community. And the workers that are doing it to get it here, Chantel. What's the boy from First Nation name?
Tristan.
Tristan. George Sukum, of course. Just hats off to the whole the guy running the Zamboni. Jason? No.
Gerson.
Gerson. Remember. But they did. Everybody was just so great. And they did have some problems with the water on the ice, but they managed to clean it up and make it work. And it's just fantastic. And everybody's having a great time. So... there's one other thing now. I've talked so long, I forgot what that other one is. But yeah, just. Nope, that's it for me. Can't put anything else.
Perry, there was no ice right now.
Oh, they're there today. It's ice. They got it fixed.
Got it fixed.
Oh, and I got a compliment on us having a bylaw officer. This person, this lady, said that she has seen an improvement in the dog problem.
Excellent.
So I thought that was a good comment.
I'll pass it on.
And of course, not everybody's going to be happy, but this lady was the one that came to the meeting with a concern, and she's happy. So it's good. Yes. So that's it for me. I'll shut up.
Thank you.
Discussion? Question from the finance?
No, but can I do a motion to accept the payables?
What's that?
May I put a motion to accept the payables?
Okay.
Checks number 31170 to 31199 and EFTs and payroll for informational purposes.
Second that.
All in favor? All right. Public Works. Everybody get a chance to read it.
There was an electrician at the fire hall today working on the lights in our office. It was nice to see. That's for a couple of years they haven't been working.
So in the new fire hall? Oh, wow.
Yeah. The panel above my desk never lights up, and the other one goes off periodically. It's kind of a nuisance. There's lamps in there.
I use lamps in my office because I can't handle the lights.
We have LED lights. They're wonderful. They work.
With an extended power outage at the across the river, I was able to finally see what works on the generator for emergency lighting.
Okay.
Because it never goes out long enough. So I was able to go around and actually write down which lights work, what doesn't work.
I got two phone calls to go turn the generator on. I said, I can't. It's already gone. Like, we got power. It's not.
Are you the generator guy?
Well, that's good to know.
30 years now.
It comes on automatic. Are you started?
It does normally come on automatic, but when Minto was running, there's a couple of times it boosted. I don't know what the real word is, and our generator didn't start, so we have to go down there and reset the computer. But other than that, it'll solve that meeting.
Jam the switch on the burn.
Back in the day, we had to wait till. If people had a bunch of lights on, you had to wait to get it in sync. Otherwise, when that thing hit the generator, it almost blew the generator up. So I used to beg people, please, don't leave your lights on all the time. Generator is hard for it to pick up everything. But I'm babbling. But no, it's all great. But yeah, did anybody hear what it was? They never did get a hold of it.
It was a tree on the line.
It was a tree on the line?
Yeah.
That was my guess. Yeah. Okay. So with Public Works, we got a file letter.
It's good.
I don't know if it's good. Okay, what's next? Bylaw. Looks like he's busy all the time, this guy. Holy moly.
I'm curious how many of the dogs at large are the same dogs.
Many.
Because I see the same dogs at the store that are also at the daycare,
yep.
On my street.
Many.
It's always the same way. I feel so sad because you go to the store and you see someone walk in the store with the dog for, and then they jump in a truck and get a ride home, and the poor dog left there. And
if the dog is chasing the vehicle on the other side of the bridge. Yeah. That's it. Freaks me out every time.
Got upset with a couple of people and probably shouldn't. But tell them, you know, that dog loves you. That's not fair. But what do? It's not the dog's fault. Okay, anything on Liam's report? All right, next one, recreation report. All I can say is they seem like they're doing a darn good job. They're sure busy. Oh. For the elders trip away, the bus.
They went this past Saturday though.
On a very nice bus.
Yeah. And apparently they get a free trip too.
That's what it says here. You have to get one at 50% off and then one free one. These are making up for their mistake. That's good.
Good for care. Here's David.
Working on recreation.
Yep. Yep.
Moving on. All righty.
Thank you.
All yours.
Let me just grab it here. All right. CAO report for March 4th, 2025. Winterlude will be March 5th to 9th, where we will host the Upper Canada College and they will assist in our recreation events. Special Council meeting March 11th, 2025. We'll be speaking to Casino Mine. Chief and Council declined to attend. March 13th, 2025, joint council meeting with LSCFM. It will be at the old fire hall at 6 p.m.
The what day?
The old
March
fire
13th,
hall?
Sorry, the new fire hall, March 13th, 2025 at 6 p.m.
I don't have a pen. I can't write any of this down. Can you repeat those, please?
Yes. Winterlude, March 5th, 9th. Special council meeting, March 11th.
At what time?
6 p.m. Casino Mine.
Here?
Yes, here.
Is there dinner provided?
No, but we can.
No, I was just curious.
Okay.
The Casino Mine meeting is in this room?
Yes, it will be here.
Okay.
It shouldn't be too long. We just want to do a presentation.
Yeah.
March 13th, 2025, joint council meeting with LSCFM, new fire hall, 6 p.m. Dinner will be provided.
Thank you.
Regular council meeting, March 18th.
Sorry. Do we have an opportunity to discuss what's on the agenda for the joint council meeting?
I am working with Kelly on what's on the agenda, and then when I have that, I can, you definitely can let me know if you have something that you want to add this evening.
I didn't know. I hadn't thought about it, but I don't know what's already on there.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. So I can let you know in a little bit. And then regular council meeting again on March 18th, regular time at 7 p.m. My updates, I attended the Chief and Mayor Forum in Whitehorse on February 19th. It was very informative, and we had in-depth discussions on animal protection, community safety, emergency preparedness, and municipal boundary expansion. I had the opportunity to meet my fellow CAOs as well as the basis to names, which was very nice. And able to meet people that way.
Was Justin there?
No, he is still.
He was away.
Yeah, he's back March 10th.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, I went in his day. CarMax pool renovations are going well with an opening date still sometime in May. Other projects such as the landfill, old fire hall renovations are all on track. I had greater training has been happening. That's already been discussed. I signed off for new power poles around town, residential areas, and some replacements of some lights on ones that are not working so well. And that work will happen in the springtime. So you'll see people out here working and putting out poles and whatnot. And that's all I have for now.
Thank you.
Who's going to work on the swimming pool?
Sorry?
Who's going to work on the swimming pool?
South Palm Construction.
Cool. I'm glad to hear that. She actually by then. Can you take notice of me?
You can't see.
Oh my God. I can open my eyes, walk my dog, and just looking at my dog, or yes. I don't know.
Well, you have to watch what you're walking, or else you might step in something.
Well, yeah, that makes me mad. I was going to take a shovel and clean that off. It's not my dog, but it happens, I guess. But, yeah, my guy did it once, but thankfully he hasn't done it since.
I just have a couple of one comment and one question. Yes. When are you posting for the? I noticed that Farrah already had their postings out for their pool site, and just I know that it's so difficult to fill those positions in the Yukon. So if we're hoping to open in May, I don't know what that.
Yep, I've been in discussions with Chanel in regards to that because she's also a lifeguard, and so we have a plan to do that very soon.
So,
yep.
And just in some messaging with Mayor LaChance while he's away, discussed setting up dates for budget meetings.
Yes. Annette and I have a finance meeting with our finance community affairs team on, I believe it's on the 10th. And then after that, once Annette is all situated and she's explained what's what, then I will let Mayor and Council know that we meet and then present before a council meeting to go over any questions that we have, and then it can be presented at council meeting. It'll be March 18th, in between the meeting with Annette and community affairs, and then March 18th we'll meet. It's very tight and very busy March.
Sorry, I'm confused. The date for council to meet to see it the first time is March 18th. What did you say? That's the regular.
No, you had requested a meeting outside of
right.
council to meet, so it'll be before that.
Before March 18th.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Would you like a new calendar for there?
These are by fiscal, so the government sends us these sometime in March. For April 1st, because their fiscal is April 1st to March 31st. They don't send us these.
I got mine ages ago.
Oh, really? Oh.
I have extra, so I think. Okay. Bring you one.
The one of the little ones?
The little ones? I can print the little ones.
I can print the
little ones. The
big ones, though? Don't they send us a whole bunch?
They do.
I got
those.
They'll ask again? Okay.
Yeah, because they sent mine ages ago. Mm-hmm.
They passed the word on.
How many do you want? Do you want one for everybody?
I just take that little one.
Do you want one for everybody so you can be the hero?
No. No, I think I'm the only one that takes them all the time.
Okay, I'll get you one.
So will you just let us know by
yes.
email then?
When yes, that
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll let him know. Because he's not back until the 13th or something.
Justin?
The 10th.
The 10th.
But I'm pretty sure his kids won't be letting him go anywhere for a couple days.
He says March 10th or 12th.
Mm-hmm. And we have the joint council meeting on the 13th, so it'll be after.
Joint council on the 13th? Why would I write down the 25th?
I don't know. That wasn't even a number.
Definitely.
No, I got the 13th on 2025.
Oh, because she's... Oh, because it's the 25th year.
Well, you know what? I kind of thought, well, why is he talking about the 18th after the 25th? But I guess it's the 13th. So thank you for clarifying.
No, it's like incredible. Okay. Any questions for Bill?
March is busy.
Okay, moving on. Association of Yukon Communities.
We had a meeting on Thursday of last week, I think. Or Friday, or Wednesday, or Tuesday, I can't remember. It was a very busy week without water and feeling well. So, but we talked about the comprehensive municipal grant increase and the CTTS refunding or renewed funding. And we talked about the upcoming board meeting on the 8th. And the AGM, of course, on the 28th of April, is their votes.
Are those the dates?
The dates for real?
That would be super useful because I have
tickets. I believe it's the AYC AGM. I think it's 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th kind of thing.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks. Right after Easter.
You have plane tickets?
The weekend before.
I have plane tickets that weekend.
You won.
I'm buying an Air North shift.
Nice. I didn't know they were issuing more.
You had to be on the list.
Special. All right. Moving on. Anything else, Doris?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Anyone have any resolutions they
Yeah, we have to. I'm the resolution chair. I don't even know what that involves. But if you have any resolutions, bring them on.
I haven't. I don't
help us been, write them up.
I don't know what's been going on really in the municipal world. I don't know. So,
have you guys talked about it, the admin form?
My admin form is on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah. My last meeting, though, as I stated before, the biggest one was the AROs for the landfills, the landfill leases. But that's already going to AYC.
Yeah.
So I don't think we need to reiterate. We could just support that.
Yeah. I can't think of anything. Mm-hmm. Other than the CMG, just keep poking them.
Always.
Always poke them.
Always. Always ask for more.
Took like 5 years of poking a minister to get a baler at the recycling depot.
Yeah, strike the room, Johnny came up.
Yeah.
Good.
Moving on. Do we have community services online today?
We do not.
So there's a section in the Recreation Act that talks about funding for municipalities. It's a very specific section. And I gave it to Matt one time and I said, can you find out like if this would help? Because nobody's ever accessed that funding before. They didn't even know it existed. And I don't know if they're gonna like pull it out of there because somebody found it or what, but there's like a clause about additional revenue to assist municipalities in their duties to make sure recreation happens or whatever like that. I can find it and send it to you again.
Please.
I really was hoping somebody, and it could be us, Carmex, tests that clause for assistance. I mean, obviously the CMG just went up pretty well and that's great, but for assistance with the extra costs of the arena.
Mm-hmm.
But also wanted to, and maybe it's a discussion at budget time, but wanted to discuss if the village ever had a conversation with Yukon government about dropping the heat exchanger out of the capital build of the arena when the initial company went bankrupt and then they had to get a new company. So initially there was a heat exchanger in the plans to take the waste heat off of the ice plant and heat the building. And when they had to recontract that contract out, that was the first thing they cut out of the plans. So initially this is probably not even the right place to talk about this in the meeting, but initially the whole construction of the arena was like the viability of it was based on that heat exchanger. And for them to have cut it out of the capital plan and not considered the operating costs of that was surprising.
Ludicrous.
Yes.
Inexcusable.
And so have we ever gone after them about putting that back on? Like, what is the possibility of that being an app? Retrofitted now at this point.
Well, AYC and the Green Municipal Fund did a study, didn't they? Didn't we do a study with money from the Green Municipal Fund?
I don't know.
I think we did.
Matt touched on it about something. Can't remember what he said.
With FCM money.
But maybe we need to like officially write, if that's how you get their attention, the minister or talk to the department about how we get that back, how we get that back,
or get compensated for power.
Yeah,
for them having
and maybe they can compensate us for power through that recreation grant act, that recreation act, if they can't put this heat exchanger.
I want the heat exchanger.
I want the heat exchanger too. They told me they could melt the snow on the sidewalk with.
Yeah, well, it was supposed to eliminate these crazy costs, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to go on. I just
no, it's so important.
Yeah.
Thank you, Corey. No, no. We can't forget about that. Well, I think we should push this around now. We should, yeah, we need it. Can't survive without it. Pardon my language. Is that it on move on? Bylaws.
This next one breaks my heart.
Deputy Mayor.
Bylaws that I wrote.
Deputy Mayor.
Review.
Me too.
Oh, isn't it sad?
Reading.
There's a couple in here.
I gotta read all of
it. Gotta read it.
Oh, okay. Well, I got it here too. So
I think it's sad.
All right. Village of Carmack's bylaw 317.25. A bylaw to repeal old bylaws by Council of the Village of Carmack, whereas Section 220 of the Municipal Act, Chapter 154, Statutes of the Yukon provides that Council may create bylaws. And whereas the Municipal Council of the Village of Carmack in Yukon Territory, an opening meeting assembled, thereby enacts as follows. Did I read all that? Part 1.00, short title. 1.00, this bylaw may be cited as the bylaw to repeal old bylaws. Part 2.00, purpose of application. 2.01, that the following bylaws are hereby repealed. 1095 campground lease, 1195 campground regulations, 9299 airport area development, 13404. Scholarship Fund Bylaw, 233.16, Development Incentive. Are there any the rest too?
Just the last
one. Okay, part 3.00, effective date, 3.01, this bylaw shall come into effect upon the third and final reading. Do I read all these dates?
No. Nope.
Not yet, okay. We want to make a motion to repeal.
Make a motion that we give bylaw 317-25 a bylaw to repeal old bylaws first reading.
I'll second it.
Well, we're all in favor.
Discussion.
Oh, any discussion?
I believe that there's, since we want people to develop, I don't know if scrapping the development
is specifically for the year 2016.
So yes. I can just give you guys a brief explanation why these are no longer valid, if you like.
Yeah.
Okay. 1095, campground lease is no longer active with LSCFN land settlement of September 26, 1997.
97?
Yeah.
Wow.
1195 is no longer valid. Carmack's public campground, we don't have one. It was referenced to Lot A by Law 1095. However, with the land settlement, it annexed by Law 1095. 9299. The airport, after the development, rezoned from bylaw 27722 and the OCP bylaw 27221 takes care of this now, and so it is also invalid. 13404, scholarship fund bylaw. It hasn't been active in over 5 years. There is no Village of Carmack's reserve money for this, and it's unclear if it was ever actually used.
It has been
it
used.
Was used. I was gonna say it's been used.
It's just
it,
not. It's just not promoted. It's just, yeah, promoted well.
Yeah, and so I asked finance if they've had anything in the past 5 years for this fund, and she said no, and then tried to go back even further than that, and there was no records.
I can after yeah, you're done. Okay. After you're done. After
okay,
you're done.
One more. Okay. Yeah. And then the last one, 23316. hasn't been used by developers past the first 2016-2017 year. In section 2B2, VOC has not passed a bylaw each year authorizing the grant, and developer has not submitted, no development developers has submitted an annual written request by August 1st of each year for the funds. And 2024 and 2025, we now have new incentives with a half funding program. And CDD received grant money in 2017, 2020, 2021 without an application or VOC bylaw. So this bylaw is not being used correctly and hasn't been used since 2017.
It's too bad. I had some comments on bylaw 9299. I understand that's ancient and the airport development area has been well developed. but I did have a question about one section in that bylaw and how our zoning bylaw ensures it continues under the covenants in section 5. It says there shall be unrestricted access to site-specific land claims interests or holding within the abutting Village of Carmack's boundary expansion area, and registered trampoline interests are recognized and protected, and his heritage sites and archaeological sites identified by LSCFN shall be protected. No development will proceed until the committee has approved the development. I'm not sure that there's... I don't know the new zoning bylaw, and I don't know if it has that type of protection from for these particular items in that area. But my only concern really is that I know that there is site specifics in the airport area, and wanted to know how we ensure that they have access.
Yep. So that would have been done through the ESAP assessment. In order to get that?
No, because site specifics are settlement land blocks for individual citizens. And I know that there's at least three along the river on the south side of the airport. And there probably is some road or something that goes to them, but I don't know that our zoning bylaw like has any kind of speaks to it in any way.
I don't recall reading anything there, but I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't either. And I don't know if there's a trap line in the area or not. Maybe the Renewable Resource Council can assist with that information, but you can.
There's a radius line that within, I think it's 2 miles or something. So it pretty much encompasses the whole bridge because it's a radius.
Right.
And it's held by the department and nobody has it. They issue a wildlife act permit sometimes if there's problem wildlife or if there's an elder that can't get out on the land and can only trap within the town or whatever, then they consider that. But I don't think there are any trap lines with other than that within the village boundary.
Interesting. We should add that into our zoning bylaw somehow. So where it belongs.
I don't know if we have any control over it since it's held by the department.
Well, there should be a mention of it somewhere. It would be like mining in within municipal boundaries, trapping within municipal boundaries.
Oh, yeah. And shooting.
I'm not sure. I just wanted to... I was curious, actually. And I don't know of any heritage sites or archaeological sites specifically. But I don't know how we ensure they're protected.
If this bylaw is repealed, these protections will disappear, is what you're thinking, right? Yeah.
So do we rewrite it or
do they, could they belong in another place that we have? Like, do they belong in a zoning bylaw or a zoning bylaw update? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I don't know that we'll... I don't know that we'll figure that out.
Should we leave this
Well, I mean, these are just discussion items to work on for the next.
That's what I'm saying. We hold off on repealing this one until we check into it.
I'm not sure. I just wanted to bring that up in this section.
I think we can do. So the process would be: there's a motion on the table. We can either motion to a table, or motion to amend, or motion to refer to another document, and then I would look into that on first reading.
So we have a motion for first reading right now.
Yeah.
On the first reading, right. Look into see if it's somewhere else.
Yeah, like that. We would just want these answers to these questions before second reading, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I can do that.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I've never seen trap lines or site specifics mentioned in the zoning bylaw anywhere. So it might be something in the self-government agreement or something in municipal, because they talk about community lands.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that trapping, we can't really do anything about because the line's held by the department. Mm-hmm. And they also need to do problem wildlife control at the dump.
I have trapping. Also, in the zoning bylaw, there's the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is FN lands. So whatever would be in there would be in the FN land settlement for
protection. But that's not what Corey's talking about.
There's a whole bunch of site-specific lands along here. So access to them.
The one I'm talking about is site-specific.
Right.
So this is a community block of theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah. These little blocks along here. There's a couple of them.
Okay.
Those are site-specific.
Okay. So then there would be access?
I'm not sure what the access currently is.
Okay.
But we don't want to make sure, we want to make sure something isn't developed to block that access in the future, right?
I don't think this bylaw, repealing this, because this is just about establishing a committee.
Right, but this is what the committee's supposed to do, the covenants of the,
yeah,
the purpose of it. But I don't think it's somewhere else either.
I don't.
Who's on the committee?
Yeah, that's the thing.
That was
the mayor is the committee chair.
Two counselors.
Well, look at the names on here. Luke Lacasse and Mike Richard. Oh my God, that's one of the wild out.
I mean, maybe, yeah, who knows? I'm not opposed to repealing the bylaw because of the committee, for sure. I just want to make sure those pieces in that section are somewhere, recorded somewhere.
And I can definitely look into that more.
My next comment's on the scholarship bylaw. So that was established, the purpose of that, the establishment of this bylaw, and I can speak to it because I was actually a counselor at the time.
I was too.
We kept getting requests for donations all the time for this basketball team or that volleyball team. Like, we just kept getting them, and we never really had a place to fund that at the village at the time. And so upon discussion, we had decided back in 1995 or whenever this was, 2000 and whatever, 2004, that we wanted any financial contributions that we were giving to students in CarMax to go to successful education, something like that, right? You remember?
Yes, because Mayor Larkin was pushing for that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's the main bond here, Bob and Mitt.
So this was established. No, our reserve was never established, and they did pay it for several years just out of operating funds because a reserve hadn't been established. At the time, reserves were established on paper, but not cash funded. So it needed time to grow, I guess. I still like the idea of doing scholarships for Tendall School students. I think it's a good incentive for people to actually graduate and reach their goals. I don't think I don't know that reserve bylaw maybe is not the best way to do it because obviously it didn't work that well. But also the reason it hasn't been used is because nobody tells anybody at the school it even exists. So if you were to ask the principal or any teacher there if they've ever thought of recommending their student, because that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to write a recommendation letter. Recommending their students for a scholarship, they would say, we didn't know anything about it. Sure.
Well, I think back in the day, it was in the food or something like this is, it'd be something in there saying for the graduates to come in. That's where we're losing the glitter. So, you can't get that news out there to people. Everybody goes online.
So I'm still in favor of having these three scholarships, however that looks. I'm not entirely sure. The development incentive bylaw. Yeah, I don't. It was so the development incentive bylaw was created because UConn government created a grant through UConn Housing, a municipal, it's called the Municipal Matching Fund. And we were required to have a bylaw so that people could access the UConn Housing grant. So this had been created. This would have been a great discussion around the increases in taxes, because we talked about the carrot and the stick, how you get people to develop. So the increase in tax bylaw that was recently on the table to incentivize people to develop their undeveloped or underdeveloped property, but also the carrot to also assist them in doing so. So I don't know what the new fund is or how people access it or how the municipal government assists or has a incentive for property taxpayers to develop their properties without a bylaw. But obviously this bylaw is aged and needs updating at the very least. Is that right? Does that make sense? Yeah.
So we could, with the half programming and the funding, we do have to come up with a bylaw that states how is that half funding going to incentivize new developers to and those who have land to build. We could repeal this one and make a new bylaw, or we can revisit this bylaw and update it. But it is on my to-do list because it's a requirement for our half funding and incentive program.
So you want to repeal it to get rid of it, you're repealing it to
be replaced.
Improve it, update it.
We can remove it from the bylaw for second reading, and I can work on it for revision and updating.
Whichever works, to revise it or repeal it and rewrite it, whichever is best.
For me, it would be easier to start fresh.
Okay. I'm down for that, Corey.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we have some sort of development incentive.
Yeah, we're not
going to
lose it. It's a requirement that I have one in place. It's on the table and it's due for the end of this year. So I have this year to get it to right parent on. Council.
So have we voted on it first reading?
Well, previously, is any more discussion? First reading.
It is.
More discussion.
This I think there's Write a new one and revisit.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great to actually have a discussion at some point on what we think today's incentives might be for people to, like, maybe it's incentives for secondary suites or incentives for something other than just tax incentives.
Yep, right now it's just tax.
But not too complicated where you have to, like, waive development fees and stuff because it becomes
administratively onerous.
Happy with that?
Yes, I did.
So that's first reading, just you have to call all.
Okay. Under, I don't know how to say it, with the amendments or whatever.
Discussion.
A little discussion. All in favor?
May I have my sheet?
Do what?
The bylaw sheet.
Oh. Where are you going now?
It's right there under your hand.
Oh, this one here.
Thank you.
Got these two?
No. Oh no, this is
I had two of them, that's why I'm buggered up here with two of them. Anyway.
That's the old one.
I will get it in a minute.
If we have now I'm outside the voting, but if we have a active agreement.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, an incentive. Ideas are great.
If we have an active development incentive agreement for CDC, it would be in its 10th year now, right? Like if they were to come in for some reason this year.
It wouldn't qualify where CDC would do it every year. Like Mayor and Council is supposed to make a motion every year to carry the incentive forward every year, and it hasn't been done.
Right.
And it has to be applied for every year.
And it has to be applied for every year after mm-hmm. from mayor and council.
Because the CDC came back to the village and asked us for brief per retro payments. And we said, no, you didn't apply, you don't get it. So every year. I didn't know we had to say. To read the bylaw every year. I wasn't aware of that.
It actually says that the council has to pass a motion every year for the funds to be accessed.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's part of the policy.
Yeah.
There had to be a resolution passed, but not a bylaw?
Not a bylaw. Review of the bylaw and a motion passed to continue.
Moving on to new and unfinished business.
Nothing.
But do we have anybody even on TV or do we have?
We do not.
No.
No. None.
Any other questions then? Right, we need a motion to go in camera.
I move to go in camera. A second.
At 8:08.